As some of the world's finest athletes prepare for the Summer Olympics in Beijing, essayist Tim Brooks has been doing his own training.
Okay, I'm now 54, but there's something in me, as most guys, that tells me that aging is about nothing more sinister than a change of emphasis. My challenge is not my bum knees, it's just a question of which Olympic sports I want to play. I despise golf. I'm still too young to accept that degree of decrepitude. Skeet shooting would be just about right if I had a shotgun, but I don't. So I'm proposing two new sports for the Beijing Olympics, and needless to say, I'm pretty sure I could win. First one, throwing crumpled up pieces of paper into waste paper baskets. I became really, really good at this when I spent a year as a staff writer for the local daily paper. Being a features writer, I came in at 9 a.m. and had the newsroom to myself. From where I sat, I could see six waste paper baskets, ranging in degree of difficulty from zero, the one next to my chair, to the full 6.0. Having played a lot of darts helped, but this sport demanded a whole nother set of skills, kneading and wadding the paper in your palm until it's a pure, springy sphere, aerodynamically perfect, faintly slick with skin oils that will lower the friction, balanced perfectly so it won't fade left or right at the last second. It's an art. Imagine if the discus throwers had to make their own disc-eye. They'd be knocking out spectators and judges all over the place. I train ruthlessly. If I miss, I take a step back and try again, until I'm in the next room, banking it off the windows, off the computer screen. My other sport? Orange peeling. Orange, not to exceed the diameter of a baseball, winner is the one who produces the longest unbroken peel. I started competing in college, though I wasn't on an orange scholarship, just one of those things you feel you had to do. We had good facilities in that silverware and oranges were readily available, and by the end of my first year, I was regularly peeling 8 feet. Let me give you a tip, speaking as an expert. Don't use a knife. Use a teaspoon. And another thing, avoid those oranges with the thick skins, too brittle. Go for the navel oranges with the thin, leathery skins. Now, you may say that orange peeling degrades the Olympics because it's a science rather than an art, but let me tell you, when you see that strip of peel, thin as a shoelace, curling around its own invisible axis, and the sweet fruit plump and radiant beneath it, juice virtually springing through the membrane, if you don't think of Dorothy Hamill spinning inches above the shining ice, then there's no hope for you.
Tim Brooks is director of the writing program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont. This is NPR News.